This is an NBC News Radio special report. Tropical Storm Ian, the death toll in Florida from what was Hurricane Ian, is now up to at least 33. That's as of Friday afternoon when authorities confirmed several drownings and other deaths. Ian's destruction covers a broad swath of that state with flooding on both coasts, homes torn from their foundations, beachfront businesses demolished, and more than 2 million Floridians still without power. Nearly 400,000 remain without power in the Carolinas. Director of Emergency Management in Charleston, South Carolina, Joe Coates, says his team was ready.
We've had multiple hurricanes in the past 5 or 6 years, so our plans are always updated and ready to go.
The remnants of the storm are now dumping heavy rain on parts of North Carolina and Virginia. The National Weather Service says people in the Hampton Roads region can expect 3 to 4 inches of rain over the next 24 hours. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.